A church leader reads an article about gratitude journaling and says, "This sounds a lot like what Scripture has been teaching all along." That leader is noticing something important. Many academic fields have observed patterns that echo biblical wisdom. Psychology has studied gratitude and well-being. Narrative therapy has observed that the stories people tell about their lives shape identity. Cognitive approaches have noticed that thought patterns affect emotional life. Trauma-informed care has emphasized safety, trust, and empowerment. Chaplaincy has emphasized presence, listening, consent, and spiritual care. These observations matter. We should not dismiss them. They can help Christian leaders become more careful, humble, and effective. But Christian gratitude discernment ministry keeps the order clear. The Bible is not borrowing its wisdom from modern research. The Bible revealed the way. Ministry sciences observes echoes. The gospel gives the hope. Colossians 3:15-17 calls believers to let the peace of Christ rule. Let the word of Christ dwell richly and give thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ. That is more than a technique. It is a whole life reoriented around Christ. Gratitude research may observe that thankfulness can help people notice gifts. That is useful. But Scripture teaches that every good gift comes from God. Narrative research may observe that stories shape identity. That is useful. But Scripture places our story inside creation, fall, redemption, calling, spiritual growth, and resurrection hope. Cognitive approaches may observe that thoughts matter. That is useful. But Scripture calls us to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Trauma-informed care may observe that safety matters. That is useful. But Scripture teaches that people are image bearers who must never be crushed, manipulated, or spiritually pressured. So we welcome academic insight with discernment. We do not say, science proves the Bible. We say, the Bible teaches this as revealed wisdom, and ministry sciences observes a similar pattern in human formation. This protects Christian leaders from two mistakes. The first mistake is rejecting every outside observation as useless. The second mistake is letting secular technique replace gospel hope. Christian gratitude discernment ministry does neither. It learns carefully, it tests wisely, it remains rooted in Scripture. What helps? Use academic insights as tools, not authorities over Scripture. What harms? Name-dropping research to sound impressive while forgetting the person in front of you. The goal is not academic decoration. The goal is faithful ministry. We help people see life as God designed it, with truth, grace, wisdom, safety, and resurrection hope.